final comments on the parsha at the beginning of Vayikra Gadol, Bnei Yisrael, that the parsha only refers to the men and not to the women. Bnei Yisrael going to rest of Leg and Eish Yisrael. Which part of the parsha doesn't refer to the women? To the ability to bring a Kodan Eila applies to the women equally. But the Gemara says that this refers to the Shinkah, because it's Gavri, it's Samach Yoda. Eish Eila only applies to the men and not to the women, because by the women there's no Mitzvah Shinkah. Eish, the women want to volunteer Shinkah. So the Gemara says that they're not familiar with it, because Shinkah has to be the whole person. After being destroyed, you're dying. Even though it says you're some Yodo, you know, it learns that from Sukkim, but it doesn't mean that. You know, it says that you have to have a smith of the story of them. Because you learn it from the it says you do smith only with the right hand. But that's whoever wrote it on the right hand, whatever it is, it's a different piece. And the more we pass them, and the science, and the more we pass them after the story of them is the whole person. So if a woman is not obligated to do smith and she's going to lean on the animal, so then it's going to be a violation of Jesus of Avaida. The prophet said, the seven of the first and after. The seven of the first and after, the seven of the first and after, Jesus of Avaida. And before, and the more it seems that the Jesus of Avaida applies to all of them. These are according to whom I'm going to do. The more it says in the first and second tradition, even a carbon that a woman will pay this, Yetzel Echulim, so the Gemara says it's not Yetzel Echulim Legamah, it still returns a certain degree of tradition, it's still a need to Jizra Veda, you're later. You know, so if you do Jizra Veda on a court and Shulim on the Mitzvah, you're later. So the Gemara assumes that this would be an Yetzel Avodah Bekotsin, Meila Bekotsin, or Avodah Bekotsin, to lean on the animal before Tehachim. So the women are exempt from this Mitzvah, they cannot possibly volunteer to do it. So the Gemara has, remember that the Gemara has an Avodah Bekotsin, so the women are permitted to volunteer smicha for after they do the station of prohibited. So the Gemara says, no, it means they'll do an imitation smicha. That's that kufa yudaisa, just to have their hands floating. A kufa means to float. Have your hands, put your hands on top of the animal without leaving the whole person. So that's a machloki satanan. Do we allow the women to do the imitation mitzvah of smicha or not? The one time it says that we allow it because in order to give the women a hafua. In order to give them the feeling and the excitement of participating in the mission, they feel bad that they're exempt and they're excluded from this mission and maybe they're prohibited to do the mission because they need to avoid the protection. So, since they do all the other missions, they feel bad that they're excluded, so we have to give them a break and allow them to do an invitation. The other kind of says, no, that it's prohibited. Why should you kind of prohibit to do an invitation mission work out there? They're not even leaving on the carbon. All the sentiments that you allow them to do are super advice to do an invitation. What's the half time? So there's an authority of Rashi and Tosis in Rashi Shalom, the third Torah. Rashi says that the Tana who says that women are prohibited, may show something, whether they show something, that women are forbidden to be smitten, is because it constitutes an issue of Baltasis. That the women are only obligated to do a number of mitzvahs, so the women should volunteer to do any additional mitzvah. That's why women will volunteer to live in Shia Sofa. The woman is staying in Shia Sofa, so she doesn't have to run out and live in Shia Sofa. If a woman comes to school specially, she has methods, a babysitter, helps her, and then she lives in Shia Sofa. So Rashi learns that the point of one time that would be a problem about faces. So a woman goes out of the way to take the rulers. So here also, if the woman goes out of the way to do an imitation scene, so that would constitute a violation of our faith, because the Torah only requires that the woman X number of mitzvahs. So if the woman does an additional mitzvah more than she's obligated to do, that would be a half time for our faith. Faith is in the other, he's having gone like that, he's talking, he's right, he's saying, what kind of faith is in that? It's a good about faith, just because the person is exempt from a mitzvah and is volunteered to do it, why should I do that? No, so if he gets caught, the Torah is telling him to do the eighth, I'm not waiting for his money, he's got more time, less time. Here, actually says he's a Tana who holds it for rigorous. That's because of the faith. Faith says, no, it's a special machlokes in each case. Because if the woman would do real smicha, she would be in violation of the Yisrael Avodah Bekotsin. So that's why this Tana says, even though she's only doing that kufa yadaisa, even though she's only having her hands float on top of the curtain, she's not leaving it. It's a chashash, it's a zera in the Rabbana, and shema yavoli day Avodah Bekotsin. That's the either the Gemara relates to Kishia Seif, and we might talk about whether women are permitted to do the mitzvah of Kishia Seif on Hashem. So Rashi learns, let's say a woman goes to school, a woman goes out of her way to go to school in order to hear the Kishia. She can daven at home. Instead of davening at home, she goes to school not in order to hear the davening, but in order to hear the Kishia Seif. So Rashi learns that's already in Akhoji Satan. So it comes to one time, the woman is prohibited to go out of her way to hear the Kishia. She talks about that. So she says, no, that's not the child. The only time the Gemara says there's an achlokes tachanan where the women are permitted to be shaker and rasha means that the woman's going to blow shaker herself. Why? Because blowing shaker is always a problem. Not mere cold, playing any musical instrument, or using any knocking on the door that I must say, or using an alarm, anything like that. Anything that's either for the purpose of living or for the purpose of Dalam Yukalas Mosco, there's a different opinion presented. So that's an issue that I've only on my smear cold today, so I need stopping for you. So on every record song, there's always a problem. How is anybody allowed to blow safer? We can only get some ways to blow safer. Those blow safer is not going to happen. That should be in the thing today. So any lesson is a hot problem. How do we allow steer safer? For the answer is, the Hassan couldn't prohibit steer safer. We have to blow safer. Yes, I can't study the chances. If any prohibit is blowing safer, it's very funny. I'll be running down around the people there. But they're not going to prohibit steer safer. Every record song is going to have shot time in the shop and play steer. So everybody's not going to talk. But as far as women are concerned, women are not much used to the biggest mixture, says my drummer. So that's the Machlokes Tachanan. That's why the Gemara related this style where the women are permitted to blow safer, not if women are permitted to go to school for history. If the woman is permitted to blow safer or not, the Gemara relates that to the Machlokes Tachanan. Would a woman be permitted to do sleep on the Talbamas without keeping the guys or what? Just like over there, there's a machlokes tachanan. Do we make it Jewish, Gemma? She's volunteering to do a mitzvah because it's in the sin of the year. Machlokes tachanan, do we allow her to volunteer to do the mitzvah? What about the hashash, Gemma, Yavari, Gemma, Tovari, Day, Avari, the Kush? Maybe she'll make a mistake and do it the whole Kush. Here also, you have the same side. The woman is volunteering to fulfill the mitzvah, she is safer. And it's a hashash, so they need to be all right. It's a Jewish, Gemma, Yavari, Day, Gemma, Gemma, to stop and face you. So that's the Machlokes Tachanan, that's what Igmar related. That's what Taisha says, there's a question as to whether women who volunteer, let's say, to be a Taisha, most Taisha, to be a Taisha, to be a Mule, should we start a bracha or not? So the Machado Pashmas like the Ramam, that women are not permitted to be said a bracha, and the Ramam Pashmas like Taisha, that women are permitted. How do Taisha figure this out, that women are permitted to be said a bracha? But this is the Taisha. Several places, Taisha says, this is one of the places where the Taisha is the end of the third place and after seven. There's an Machlokes Tachanan where the women are permitted to volunteer smicha, or the same Machlokes that the other women are permitted to volunteer smicha. To blow themselves, really we have to be hurt. When a woman is volunteering to put a in the two of the earth, you have to worry about the Hashash, the Shema Yavari Day, speaking clear, Shema Yavari Day, Avodah B'Kosh. And he wrote the Taisha claims that Rachel of Atar is only the Rabbanah. Person to come rough in the sheep of Rachel Rapala is only an issue of the Rabbanon, and volunteering a mitzvah really requires, once you volunteer to do the mitzvah, then you really require, then you really have to say the draw. The person says, the Shiloh, is the woman permitted to volunteer to do the mitzvah and to say the draw in order to enhance the mitzvah, then it should be considered, in order to constitute a mitzvah with Lamusha. They seem to learn that if you do a mitzvah without having said the draw beforehand, it would be an incomplete mitzvah. So the woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah, so she wants to volunteer to say the bracha also. It could be masculine in the mitzvah, it could be a mitzvah, and then who's a mitzvah this lady. So the question is, it should be starting the bracha, that would be a mitzvah the rabbi. So are you committed to volunteer a mitzvah with her saying the mitzvah of the Aisha, where you know in advance that by doing that, you're violating a mitzvah the rabbi. The person puts all these three cases together. But not exactly the same, but that's what the person puts together. That's how they learned the Gemara, put two together. Patients learned the Gemara, put two of them together. The Akufa Yudayimu, which is not really a mitzvah, it's an imitation mitzvah. Not exactly the same. And the Kiyo Sefer, which is a real mitzvah. These two were put together. Do we allow the women to do them, even though there's a Hashash, Shama Yavali Day, Yisrael? And then the Patients learned now the third case, the Bracha, Bracha of Akufa, the Yisrael of Abanam, the Patients learned. And the other two cases, there was an Yisrael. Not the question, are you gozer or not? There is a gzeira. Then, a kufa yudaisu when you're not mufir in smicha is prohibited. A person should walk over to a behemoth. A person walks over to a behemoth club and just puts his hand up. So what's the gzeira family of every day in smicha? A long time ago, but if a person is doing an imitation smicha, the place is learning. Since you are smicha, the whole kocha, so there's a gzeira to Rabbanah that you're prohibited to do an imitation smicha, shema yavari, and avodah b'kosher. And the Machlokes had, the roof was a grave. Now the Machlokes had time to be going to such a grave. The roof was a grave. The Machlokes had time on there when we volunteered to do a mission to the same in the city of the age. Is that both of those grave they are both? And he sent him by Mashmir Kol. I know he has a sign of the new year with grave. Normally you say that they were never going to have pure faith in our son. They were never going to see. The faith needs to learn after that. Slowing safer and Rajasana is always every year. And that's why there's always a violation of my code. Just like every double entrance or something like that. What? Not Mokka Mitzvah of Gozer Abonim. The Mokka Mitzvah will also go there. But the Mitzvah of the right of Shir Sefer, Mitzvah of the Abonim, and secondly of Shir Sefer, is there for the Mitzvah of the Abonim of Mashmir Kol. And the Mokka Mitzvah of the Abonim is whether the Mitzvah, the Eidim Mitzvah of the Eidim of the women is strong enough to be there for the Mitzvah of Mashmir Kol, and he's at the place. And later, Jesus makes the truth so the same issue is applicable to reciting a bracha. It's Zadeh, a bracha like Tolah, a bracha like Shlicha. She doesn't have to say the bracha, but she wants to say the bracha to enhance the mitzvah. So is a mitzvah done to pay a thing in the city of the Asia? Is that enough to be matir? He's suing the Rabbana. He's a bracha like bracha from Shlicha. He's a daily form of Yasha, a bracha of Kutsun, and the Yisrael of Mashmiah Kutsun. It brings up a lot, but that's the place to learn the Machlokes Tanaim. But the Chacham Nachman points out in one place that there's a third opinion. The Jews arrived on the Koras Kehanim, on the beginning of Vayikra, has a strange comment. It seems to be against the Gemara. He learns the third side, not like Rashi, not like Tanaim. What is going to put us in Machlokes here among the Tanaim where the women are permitted to volunteer to do the Jews of the person? So the Rishon learns that that the women are going to do a smicha to stay a day in the Rechol Kofan. You're going to do a smicha leading on the yacht. And when you do smicha b'chol, that's already against the demand. You know what I'm saying? Even the Tana who allows the women to do smicha, the Torah is only between the yacht. It's only the Akuki about it. Not just a new smicha to do the Rechol Kofan. But sometimes I tell it to get right. So he says the Tana is not discussing the woman doing smicha b'chol Kofan. And that's really a very good question. And the place is how Tana is. Whether you say Esei Beis Aleisei, say something like that, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're serving the food of you. You see that you're not deceived. Who are Dinami, if I'm not mistaken, the right of those two. But the Chacham thinks what's in the right, he's not on that. Who are Dinami, what if a woman will volunteer to wear tzitzit, and the tzitzit will be a beggar shell, or tzitzit, and there will be chutei tzemer for the purpose of tzitzit. Will we say that Esei Beis Aleisei, say for the women, well, you say that being as you committed to wear a fly in the street, which is more than the first city in the Bombs of Dallas, they can also get a late session. So does that only apply by an SOTUV, or even by an SOTUV? If a person volunteers to do a mission that he wasn't obligated to fulfill, would you say that's a definite session there as well? If the lady is a teller, how can it be? Because we know how Jesus says the church. We even come to the time that women are permitted to volunteer to do smicha, it means an imitation smicha. It doesn't mean a real smicha. It means that could be your best. Rashi quotes from the Torah to Adam, and draws on the part of Adam to Yaku, who came from Adam and said, Adam like Adam and Elisha. That's why Adam and Elisha, where he chose me, not Jezreel, and I told her, you said, well, if I can't let that people me, not Jezreel. So the Rishonim are bothered with Akashia, ain't better than Akshim is the Yakshim. Other than the reason there was no Gerda. There was nobody else around in the world. So we're supposed to speak of Gerda. But the man is also asked to speak of Gerda. So how can we learn out anything from other than the reason? The more has a child, there is a Machleta Tatanai in the Monopoly. He's writing this. Whenever you're learning out of Mama Sini, whenever you say, there's a good in the Chum, let's say the good in the Torah, pray and send the leg of Bo, Ace, whatever, all of his efforts. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that it's not to be taken so literally, Dusky, or Ball, or Mace. So the same thing is done. Anything that's similar to that has the same thing. That's still a Mama Sinu. So the Tanoim have enough places in an office regarding a Mama Sinu. Here's a Pasuk Taka in today's schedule. In connection with Korban Chatzos. But it says when a person doesn't have the age of the clothes, he has to bring a carbon capsule. So it says, you also may ask Mahana. So the more dice in my self-establishment, you also may ask Mahana. Achas, may Achas, and Hena, may Hena. But the Mar Darshan says, he teaches me the din. Hena, may Hena, teaches me the din. Augustine told us that not only are you five on Shabbos and some others, but Augustine told us as well. So the teaching for Delta is in the beginning of the Lakama, the first drop is bothered with a passion. Why is it that you need a separate question? To teach you that the din is told us by Shabbos, and by musician there's no need for a separate question. By musician, you say, give it to Mama Tina. The Chumash describes the case of Kerem, and I assume who Adonami, anything that's similar to Kerem. You just have to figure out what the unique feature of Kerem is. You might be Mishuna. Okay. Anytime the Behemoth makes a head, it goes into Mishuna, that's called the Told of Kerem. Sandereva is one, but what Sandereva, what anything that's similar to Sandereva. So imagine the whole list of things that are similar to Sandereva. When he's walking, and he tramples something, and eats something, and he throws something, and so on, all in the Shulman, whatever he will say. That's told the same for Yisrael. Whatever is similar to Ace, whatever is similar to Bar, whatever is similar to Automatic, and so on, doesn't have to be back to that case that's described in the thing. Chumash described is not enough by any time then. What if I scratch the, what if I ruin the car, what if I build the window, what if I build the table, what if I build the house? Not every case is described by the Chumash. Everything is told. A lot of things I'm honestly saying is you have a lot of things I told you. But by musician, you don't need a person to tell yourself the same for Yisrael. Why do you need a person like Shabbos? The teacher to tell the same for Israel. The separate part of Cain and Ahim, so the teaching to best explain and the third half of Brother Thomas, the spoken by the fact. The Panizikin is the regular dinner of the Mama Tim, that's the Mina, that's the Torah Tarakuri, that's the Mama Tim. Whenever the Torah has a dinner, we assume that it's not so, not to be taken from the Tim, that it only applies, so restricted, that the din only applies in that case. We assume that we broaden it out, and anything that's similar to that case will have the same aloha. If anything, by Shabbos, we learn from the second half of Chumash Mori is that Shabbos is always connected with the Dina Mishkan. So whatever Haftali Mishkan Hashiva is a Malacha, whatever Pu'ulas were needed for Hashiva's Mishkan constitute a Malacha. Whatever wasn't necessary for Hashiva's Mishkan is not a Malacha. So whatever was not in the Mishkan, one would have thought is not a Mishkan at all, is not a Malacha at all. It wasn't in the Mishkan. That's why you have to have doctors. So if it comes to Cain and Ahena to be mad that there's a Dina Tzolvi. But that's a special story after by Shabbos. I would have thought that there's not been a Tzolvi. But in Torah Tzolvi, there's always a Din of Tzolvi. There's a Din of Mamma Tzolvi. There's always a Din of Mamma Tzolvi. These are Mamma Tzolvi, the Din of Lachadeva, not only Menei Zeh. We assume that Torah Tzolvi and Menei Zeh, that everything is interrelated, and anything that's similar to that Din has the same halacha as that Din. As we discussed, that's what she commands him. Of course, it says by the outside, the question of the Mishkan, and the Mara says that you need to be asked to be lost, and by your call, I'm at your school, and you need to be asked to be lost. After all, the ruler and the answer is also to be asked to be lost. You learn it out from there. So you learn the Mama too. So if I know not enough places in the mission in the end of an office, in the dark and the Mama too, from a case where that case is yet to be asked. And I'm learning from that case, a different case, but it could have been different. When you die from God and action, you see after, a rain God and action, you see after. So usually you think the rain God and action, you see after, but that's not a fair moment to you. How can you say that the din of the year should be the same as the din of the year? In that case, that the Torah described, there's no other way that it could possibly be to have fair if it had to be like that. Other Marishim didn't bring a friend when I gave her. Why? He was living not the din when I gave her. He could stand on his head and say, until next year, he couldn't possibly steal from anybody. There was nobody else around. He couldn't steal. But there's no one else. It's not fast to say, I'm even didn't bring what I did. There was no Gezer. But that's exactly what we're learning here. Apple, how you say, oh, but that's not a valid yet. That's what they're saying. That's a valid approach at that time. And so the deal, we talked to me, it's a man got an action with the S, and I'm not going to start on the end of an office. So how can we rise in every year? And that's you should say that this is not a mama thing. Ma organization he can get is a last call. Maybe this is not a mama tuna, maybe this is a hectic, maybe this is a very short. But this plan very well matched with the actually Mara says that it only applies the pastor is that it only applies when it's being done a mama tuna on your own. And you're saying the Torah has a din in one case, and you say that you're not supposed to take the Torah so strictly. You don't take such a restricted interpretation of the thing. You broaden everything out. You try to understand what the Nakuda of the din is, what the Yisod of the din is, and then you say who has an army. In any case, it's similar, it's not the same din. So that's the side over here. The God's not pleasure to start a match in the Fiesta, we pass the end on, that's only by a Mama Tina. But if you have a Hekish, the Gemara says, if you have a Jerusalem, or if you pass this, you could also say that there are certainly better match in the Fiesta, pass this or something. Maybe over here, the Gemara meant to say that this is a Hekish, Odom Mikhe, Odom Fiesta Mikhe, that everybody should be like others. So he means that this is a hectic, he's got to do this stuff. As he quotes from the Gemara that it says, Minah Bata, Minah Son, Min, it says Min several times, so Min is always a mute. So this is my several animals that are possible to be used as Sabbath. So Rashi says, Lahati Sayadeh, Besamir, Besamukta, Besaneba, Besanageh. But the Gimel Abel Sahamurah that I've reserved to the license, because that is not only a single dot and special as far as human beings are concerned, it's special as far as brains are concerned also. So if the brain is involved in our resolve to the arise, it's different time doesn't mean a bad dad to an idol. It means the brain was used there as a devil to have a reserve. Look to the Nevar, the brain was involved in the arise, the Nevar to Nevar, the brain was a brain out of God, has to kill the Nevar, the only thing is that it's possible that God is there. All of these things are possible that God is there. The more you ask Shabbat, it's possible that God is there. It's a five meter. If you make it my dream, let's say, Shel Hanagia, Shel Shahar Shahar, or Rezer Venirza. Rezer Venirza is rather machlekes in cases, in the beginning of the Tere Tataru, it's cases as a machlekes, but at the end time, at the end of time, whether Rezer Venirza is after the Hanor. 5 meters says Mechumi, but you have a machlekes with a test of the Hanor now. You say usually that it is after the Hanor, but it's after the Hanor, it's after the Hanor, not just that it's called Shiva. You got my Tere Tataru. So the Gemara is back into the Kasha that if Rezer Venirva and Shor Hanagia, Shor Shahar Vishodan is 5 meters and later the rest of the Hanor, the rest of the Mathila, the rest of the Hanor. So the rest of the Mathila, the rest of the Hanor, so of course you can't bring in as a carbon of God in his death. Why is it of course? The Gemara is that Kasha. Why is it of course? I'm not going to eat it. Let's say I bring in as a carbon of God, I bring in as a carbon from him and I'm going to eat the flesh. So the rest of the Mathila, the rest of the Hanor, how can I eat the flesh? I'm not going to eat the place. The problem I'm not going to eat the place is I'm not bringing it as a carbon factor. If I said, how will I eat to be, if I was metabolic noted to bring a carbon, and then just bring an animal that's going to cost me $1,000, instead of bringing an animal that's worth $1,000, I'm bringing the animal that's costed on the wrong. But I bring the same, I save myself $1,000. So then you say, I'm getting Hanor from the animal that's costed on the wrong. What if I didn't say, how will I? What if I take this animal that's costed on the wrong and say, how is a carbon animal? So I'm not getting Hanor from it. Not getting a feel of something. So what would the Gemara's kasha exactly? In other words, of course you can't bring it as a carbon. If it's just about feeling and not about no, of course you can't bring it as a carbon. Why is it of course? You know how to answer, how come I ask you now? The Gemara Baba Kama says, we're talking about that the story was hard about the Erecha Ruachi Abaylin, and you can't make it Madin Lamita, and since you can't make it Madin Lamita, so it's not going to be Asimano. It only becomes Asimano when you make it Madin Lamita. So what would the Gemara's kasha? It probably was funky that we have a dream. The Gemara learned that in the office that prayed. The Gemara learned that from a perfect in the festival. If you can only bring carbonic, the mask you sell, and I'm with you, you're only permitted to bring kosher food on the jail. Whatever is not kosher may not be told by God in the jail. That's the hail of the God. The Gemara is like cancer and cooling. How are you mockery? How are you going to sell on the jail? Down the street. How do you go and say that on the jail? Say that it was not true. What happened to the good mask as well? You might tell us your Giranasha at that time. So the Mishnah says in Giranasha, when you bring carbonic on the Mishnah, you have to lift out the Giranasha. Even though no one's going to eat it, you're going to burn it, no. But you must be so. You're not permitted to be mocked here, Giranasha, I'll grab you on the door. So the Mishnah has a little bit of a discussion here about just being mocked to yourself. The Mishnah asks, how do you understand any problem? What about saying about it? And the Mishnah says, no, that's different because you're trusting the problem. That's an exception to the rule. That's kind of usually what we know. That's an exception to the rule. That's the greatest of course, it's an exception to the rule. That breaking is producing on cooling has a different set and as you know, it doesn't mean that it's a yoke and a problem exception to the rule. There's no, the only time there's a concern in Matthew Israeli is if you have something that's shaped. This food is shaped, it's like a carrion, it's just the color, whatever, some kind of a vein of shape or it's a non-kosher food, so then our Lord says, you're not permitted to be mocked about that in itself. Why tail of the dam was it? It says, you're not tail of the dam is also because these are supposed to be told about that behind his door. And I need it in there. And the reason I'm talking to Tom is that even Caleb, his man is there, Justin. Even his man is there, saying they can't eat this time, even in the Hannah Schumann, Caleb is there. And the Adam is also even in Akaya, and even in Lake, which is not quite even after all at all, I need a person. Because the reason he's there, Caleb is there, because he's not supposed to be part of Agadi and the Jeff. So it's like, says, that's what he's more meant to say, he's less in the town. Caleb is there, this one, you can't slap on Caleb is there, but still, of Mimashki Shom and Amutali Yisrael. You can't say that this is trade. This is not trade. We are not allowed to eat it because it's supposed to be told by God in His death. It begins with the din of HaKorah by God in His death. So how can you turn around and say, well, people are not allowed to eat it? So in fact, how can you not feel about God in His death? The whole reason why we're not allowed to eat it is because it's supposed to be told by God in His death. So the first thing else he's saying, of the master you saw like a day. That's an expectation and take it from the Gemara and pay it to you. You don't know it. Because the Gemara never meant to say that this is an exception to the rule. The sign is a little dumb that we saw from the chapter. No. He said, this is, you can't apply the whole chisaron on the master you saw to this thing. So it starts off as being told by God behind his death. So the pastor says that that's what the Gemara meant to say over here. That why do you need a pastor for the there, the Nirva, and the Negeach, that the pastor of God in his there? Of course they pass through. Since the Bezna has to make it Madin Lamisha, and Madin Lamisha implies that it's also going to be Ashabahana. After the Madin is going to be Ashabahana, Midmadin Ashabahana. But then if it's also going to be Ashabahana, so it's a true and a master of Israel, that's the Gemara's time. The Gemara is talking about Shinon today that you don't have two cultural aid and that you should be able to make it Madin Lamisha on the day. So you will not become Ashabahana. So just up here, that's a Rapi Abailin. So that's none of these three, and that it has to declare that it's possible to la haklava. So that it will be believed to say that it's possible to haklava. And look to the nether, the man never has to catch it. That's not catch it. And look to the nether, it's like a mutter to have you. Although the nether, the nether, and sure it's a hard to say, but it's a midna dinam and isha, these are also the hedges. But look to the nether, doesn't apply to Balasai. This is another result. Just like it doesn't apply to Mechubal Atayk, Elohim or Ahon, Elohim or Ahim, there is no Easter as a result and Balachan. The slate is Rashi and Tosis and the Raman, whether these are one din or two din, Allah of the Balachan are not nice any time of Israel, and Mechubal Atayk are not nice, so the Raman says it's the same din. I thought the fellowship of Ahim here is happening to be Ibrahim is not Mechubal. The Raman says because the din that Mechubal Atayk does not become Asa Bahamur any time of Israel, it's not because of Mechubal. It's not a din of Kaita versus Metalflim or a din of Mechuba versus Polish. It's a din of Yeshua species like Yadam versus Abel species Yadam. As the Gemara says in our Sefer Sabbat Yisrael, sometimes you have a thing that's mamish Polish Lagamre, and it still will not become Asher Bahamur any time over Israel. Let's say there's an apple tree, the apple fell down. If someone worships the apples that are sitting on the ground, which are untouched by human beings, no one ever picked them up yet. They fell down from the tree, no one ever picked them up yet. After which is Polish, not Mechubal HaKaita, it's told us it's still, since no one ever picked it up, so that's called Amos Pesach Yadav. It might say it doesn't become Nasa, or a hen lays an egg, and then somebody worships that egg. It's certainly told us, but since it was never picked up by a person, so it might say that's called Amos Pesach Yadav, but it's not Nasa. And the reverse of the Moses is, let's say you have Kaita. So you have a guy who owns a field, and he worships his field, the guy worships my field, and he has his own animals, and he says, so let's, of course it's Mechubal. But what if he worships his own field? So even though Shalai, so the Gemara says, he still can't have accurate because it's Mechubal. What happens if he gets his shovel? And he digs in the field the same over his earth. And then he deifies the field. So the Gemara says, no, then yes. The Chof of the Borei, then the Gemara says, then it's called Yeshua Tzitzis Yadav. So the Gemara says the same, so this din that Abel Yizor is off the Bahanoah and Mechubal is not met, so it doesn't depend on Mechubal versus Tolos or Kaita versus Mechubal. It rather depends on Yeshua Tzitzis Yadav and Yeshua Zeno Tzitzis Yadav. So that's why the Rambam is free to say what he says, that the halacha that Balachayim are not nest any time over the Zohar, and the halacha that Mechubal is not nest, is not the same thing. It's called Eimot Tzitzis Yadarim. Animals are not manufactured by human beings. Animals are born. Even if I have to pick up the animal, you don't say that that's manufactured. If the apple fell off in a tree, and I pick up the apple and I put them in a bushel and I send them to the store, so that's called manufactured by human beings. Even though I didn't make the apple grow, it grew by itself, and it fell off in the tree by itself, I didn't pluck it off. So if I pick it up, it's so yes, but keep that on. It's considered there was some human participation in making the apple what it is now. What is it now? It was picked up. I pick it up and I put it back down. So there was some human participation. But in the game, let's say, the cat gives birth to little kittens, and I pick up the kitten and I put it down. So the kitten is considered the exact same kitten as it was before. That's not considered the human participation. The Bahamian is still the same Bahamian as it was before. That's not called the Eichel Tzitzis Yadav. So the Rambam says that that's the same thing. And the Chuber and the Balachayim are the same thing. Rashi and Tosfos in the first person and the second person Chulin. And in Avodah Zarah, hold that it's not. That there's two different divinities and different sukkim in the halachas are not necessarily identical. Whatever it is, but the halacha is that Mukta B'Nevar is Mukta L'Hegel. That's the truth. So on Avodah Zarah, the aim is I was involved in Avodah Zarah, then I said, you might never ever catch him. Why do I need a prophet to say that the focal of God is there? It's going to be Menachi Israel anyway. That's my number eight. The most pass only was on Rebbe, the Yerva, and the Gea. These are also about all the hundreds. What do you mean the questions? I'm not the Loyan, but I'll be a Yech and I'll be a Bar. Rashi quotes that one of the Meusim in the Sikim is that the Memaik that a Behemoth Shafer is not supposed to live up in the Gea. But that's not to the Gemara yet. The Gemara says, okay, why do you need a person to be in my Shafer? What happens to the Gemara in the last few summer on this Elite? Yeah. The Gemara answers, this would have only had the person in the last few summer, that person in the festival. The context of that person happens to be speaking about Mashi Israel. What is Mashi Israel? You're using wine from the office I got here in the sale. The wine was made from non-kosher grapes. What kind of non-kosher grapes? Orla or Tloy Hakerim. So Orla, from the minute that it grows, the first 3 years of the Orla grows, it's Ainlo Shah Fakesh. It was straight from day number one. And the Tloy Hakerim also was also back in the law. It was also from the day that it was drank from the ground. And the parts of it, the parts of the Ainlo happened to be speaking about wine that you're using. Mashi Israel, wine that you're using, it's a Yiddish expression, the Dice Napkin, manufactured in Israel, so we call it Mashi Israel. In Yiddish, they call it Napkin. They call it Mashi Israel, Pimalisa. But in the Tulsa, in the Tulsa, they're speaking about Mashi Israel wine, it's not called Napkin. You're using wine for the Tulsa purposes, it's not kosher. Why is it not kosher? Because it's Ola, or Kalei HaKerit. So the Gemara says in the Menachos HaFei, if you could only have that kosher, you would only know that there's a din in the Mashi Yisrael if it's low hustle or shafa kosher. What if the thing is hustle or shafa kosher? So there are two kinds of shafa. There's an animal that was born, the death in the Malay, there was a shafa. The animal was born, a bala shalosh ratlach. So that's the fact of being rich, possible, that got his death in the time of Mashi Yisrael, and I'm with the result. What if the animal was born, a normal animal, and then somebody broke one of the four legs after it was born? So that was hustle or shafa kosher. It was kosher at one time. And it became a trade for later on in life. So one might have thought perhaps that there's no school of Mashi Israel. So as I knew this process, one of the Meusim is to be Mamayi for trade. That's a question in the Shlomelos discusses. And he'll put the student is there on the Rambam. After you have that process that tells you that a trade for a Behemoth trade is still in the government is there, even if it was Hoysol or Sasa Kaiser. So what exactly is the Pasuk teaching me? Does it teach me that the school in the question and Mashi Israel applies even to Kaisel or Shafa Kaisel? So I say no, the Havamina be more named in fact. And whenever the Easter Akhila is Kaisel or Shafa Kaisel, it's not such a great Easter Akhila. And it's not possible to come in Mashi Israel. It's only going to be possible to come Shafa. And that's the middle of Shafa. If you have some other non-kosher item, that was Kaisel or Shafa Kaisel, but it's not an Easter Akhila. It's a tradition Easter. Possible to follow the lecture. So it's like a case. You want to be mocked with some bus of the color, I got to do it. Can't visualize how. Why not? Let's say you chef the carbonara, and then you mock to everything on the chef, and so you're going to take the place in the carbonara, and he cooks it with milk, and he can't say, anyone must have brought me to the bus of the color, basically. The guy comes in and he cooks my place with milk, it still becomes also about the bar. No, you don't say, anyone must have brought me to the bar. And I want to know, am I still committed, am I still obligated to take this to Sai Ha'ela? And you mock to that God in advance, and I say, it must be somewhere on this resource, that's about two words about not. That's going to be mocking good. But you say, no, but it seems to be hard to hustle or shout out there. There's no school on the master's resource. And Islam never has that song. We're doing it after. All such results and have to have proof of discretion. Such entitlement is discretion, anywhere in the Isaiah, there's no requirement for discretion. But the question requires us to proof of discretion. Why should comment on the prophet perform the listening? I found their own self in Devoma. The only required proof of such discretion is suffering. The people don't want this result by self and also. At least Kabbalah Kadam has to be in suffering. Not only of it. In Kabbalah have to be done the same. I believe I've already had to be done the same. So that's the time that you quote from the Torah's perhaps, and it's nice in the market. The Zunit Sofen doesn't apply to a Bomo. Midday Bevan has a comment on this, Zin. Why did we need a Pasuk to tell me? Pasuk Shat and Sofen is like this. The Mishnah list Sofen came in the Esther Kushit. There are 10 different levels of Kushit. And they come in, you do for the different levels. You have the Kabbalah Kadoshim, you have the Hesel, and you have the Azorah. In the Azar, you have the Mokin Jesus, Yagri Yisrael, Mokin Jesus, Yagri Yisrael, and then you have Ben Hulam Alam Yisrael. So come on, Jay. So if I have a shot, you divide the Azar, like, seriously, like that. And then you have Sofen, you divide the Azar, That's why when looking straight ahead in the eye, you're looking straight ahead to Myers, to the west, up to the coast of the Bethlehem. When you walk in, the entrance plays from the east. The opposite from our school. That's what they're facing right there. You're facing east. And the base on east, you're facing east, and you face west. So when you look in, you're facing west. So you divide the whole Azor straight like this. And the right-hand side of the Azor is softened. So Fasichat is softened. It's a specific mockum in the Azor. So the middle is over here. In a bomber, there is no Azor. There is no softened. Why didn't you tell me that you don't need to think of it soften, you don't need that way to be softened? You couldn't have any soften? So he says, obviously, see, from the fact that there's a havanina that you have to be mamai bama, from the din of soften, and initially in Lenny Drachma says there's no din of soften the bama, you see that the din of soften is not a machlam nisriya mini azor. It's a din of relationship to the mizbeah. You have to check that you're touching the stone on the mizbeah. So in bama, there's also a mizbeah, a little thought that but you need to soften the bomb as well. That's why there's a machlokes ha-tanaim. There's a machlokes ha-tanaim in the human at these places and the Zohar and so on. Where exactly is soften? Ayer ha-mizeh sofonet. So one time it says, when you're facing looking, you're looking straight ahead in the Azorah, you're straight ahead in the Hefel, so the Russian, and you have the Mizbeah, let's say, in the middle of the Beit HaMikdash. So one time is of the opinion, only from the Mizbeah, and Mizbeah, let's say, was Lama based on it. Mizbeah from the Bais HaMikdash, it's 32 Amos on the floor. So that then it got 30 Amos, then it got 28 by 28, something like that. On the floor, it's 32 by 32. So on the floor, you draw a line, you draw two lines, till the right side of the right side which is soften. So those, from those 32 Amos, till the wall of soften, the one time, that's the only thing that's called soften. Not that you draw, not that you divide the Azor in half, and half of the Azor is soften. No. From the Mizbeah on. The other time says, no, from the Mizbeah till soften, Yerham is just soften with the Anthem, and further. They rule the Lord Mizbeah also, till the soften is also soften. So the time says, even further out. Even when we go further out from the Mizbeah, going east, backwards, walking backwards towards the entranceway, and you came into the Azor, that whole part is also called soften. But only up until the point of the Ulam, past the Ulam now. Can I get hope? Then Ulam Ulam is there, Hamim is there, and further out, that whole part is still in the Tzofen. But further in, the Tzofen part is not, doesn't have to be in the Tzofen one. So that's what the Tzofen Yom to point out on the Shnai is. It is a very close to Tzofen Yom to. He brings a right to that from this Yosh doesn't come up. The Tzofen Yom to says, because and the Rambam parts are not all two parts. The Rambam might have Kavan parts is only the two parts. Whatever's connected is there and further in. And whoever is there towards the east is also. But further out, towards the door, is not so. You see, the Tzadik Yamin says, you see that the Din of Tzofen is not a muffin to see in any Azor. That you draw a line and you divide the Azor into Tzofen versus Zohar. No. It's Yerah HaMizeh Tzofen. It's a spot and relationship to the Mizbeah. Explain the two dealing based on the Explain the two halachas based on the how exactly do you do the Zika Kaban? And in the Shnai say, in the Zika Kaban, that some Kabanas you need 4 years, some Kabanas you need 3 years, some 2 years, and some only need 1 year. The 3 years, that's the question. Which person, which Kaban needs 3 years? Which one doesn't have it? There's one time, but not that there's one time who says that the Kaban is 3 years. But the mission doesn't have such a thing. The mission only has either 4 years or 2 years or 1 year. So which means 4 years of conscious? It means 4 years, 1 year on each one of the times on his bill. How many years on the octave? So that's how my 4 years of time would be two of the Mishnah. Because the time on each option that only one more time is not telling. Only 1 year is not. If you did 1 year, you're not doing that. And oil law, the chicken say you need years to study. How do you do years to study? Well, Joseph Obama on the death row for Pentecost, right? And Mishnah says he needs Sancta Himalaya. How do you do Sancta Himalaya? And the two corners of the Mizbeah said, how do you say? Because the Zika Saddam, I say, how do you say Mizbah for Elo? The Mizbah for Elo is the Sancta to the Mizbah HaSoy. The Mizbah HaSoy to the Mizbah HaSuni. The Mizbah on the outside, the Mizbah HaSikin is called the Mizbah for Elo. But from the fact that the prophet is first to the Mizbah, Mizbah for Elo, it doesn't mean anything, it's an innocent phrase in the question. You say it on the bottom of the Mizbeah. It's just like when the Bais HaMikdash was 32 Amos or 32 Amos on the ground, and then after I think 1 Amo, and then it was indented 1 Amo in. So now it's strength, it's 32 by 32, now it's 30 by 30.
that bottom amo, the height of that bottom amo is called the Yisrael.
So why does the Pasuk refer to that as the Yisrael Mizbach
HaEva?
Why?
Simple. Because
the Yisrael is the Mizbach
HaEva. That's the question.
The simple answer is the Yisrael Mizbach HaEva is no problem. But in my doctrine, an additional level of interpretation is addressed here. That when you zerik the dam of the carbon oil, so what happens when you zerik dam? It's going to fall down to the ground. Whenever you zerik it out of the ground, it's going to roll down. So you only do shtei matonis and hinavi. You don't do four matonis on each one of the corners. You only slash down either these two corners or those two corners. And you slash it down. So a little bit of dam is going to slash here, and a little bit is going to slash here. And you slash over there, a little bit is going to stick on this side and on that side. So that's called trouble. So which two corners should you do the Zikon? Should you do on these two corners diagonally, or should you do on these two corners? The Gemara says you should choose to do the Zikon on those two corners, both of which have a Yisrael on the bottom. So when the dam rolls down, it's going to roll down and land on the Yisrael. And not all the four corners of the Mizbeah have a Yisrael. There's one corner that didn't have a Yisrael. Which corner do you have? It's over here. Looking good, huh? That's right, yeah. Exactly, so each side didn't have. It wasn't symmetrical. The Gemara says, when we say it wasn't symmetrical, this part didn't have either. Why didn't it have any third? Why wasn't it symmetrical? The Gemara says, because you're not permitted to build a Mizbeach in any other chelik of Eretz Yisrael other than Chelkos HaEl Binyamin. The Gemara runs it out in the text. And the borderline between Chelkos HaEl Binyamin and Chelkos HaEl Yehuda happens to cross by right in the middle of the Azara, mostly in the Mizbeach. So that part that they were having to show, the whole 32 Amos square on the ground would exist over here also, so then that part of the Mizbeach would be the Chelkos HaEl Yehuda. And that's a violation of the Zik. You can only build the Mizbeach the Chelkos HaEl Binyamin, not the Chelkos HaEl Yehuda. No one did that from the first. So we might say that's the official reason. We might say that's the reason why there was no Mizbeach over there. So the option of being very confused because of the oil of either these two or those two, so you can't do these two because this one doesn't have you throw it on the back. So that's why you have to adopt those two. Mishnah says it's often that if you do more than two zikirs, it's a violation of our faith. If you do more than one or more than three, whatever number of zikirs you need, if you do too many, it's a violation of our faith. So if you say it's only a violation of our faith, if you're doing an additional caring, say for taking out the center. If you repeat in the same corner, let's say I was ready to down here, still good, I didn't do a good job, and I do again, ready to down again, it's time to hang out. That's okay, say for taking, you can do 100 times in the same corner, that's not Baltic. The only time it's Baltic is here, you can go to additional corners. That's because on the top of the Shachat, and then I brought the listener, I said, he's treated me, I said, I'm inside down. He freezes the friends of Kabbalah Sadam. So how come it says he freezes the Ne'ah and Akronim of Sadam? The Akronim only do Kabbalah Sadam. What about the people? So it appears in the front of the people sharing the Zad. Kabbalah they ask, Mr. Shkuna, Limer Allah Shkita, to share the Zad. The Gemara says, why? So the Gemara gives the lesson, Mr. Shkita, Lava, Vedi. The Zavala explains in his Mishiyona, Menachas, and the Pesim, Lava, that it's not to be taken literally. Shouldn't take the Shkita, the Shkita, Lava, Vedi, that is an one of the that's not Kabbalah, Haloch, and is an which is not the Akkad. It's not the is an Avodah, which is the Akkad. But it's an Avodah, that's when you make people. It's not Shkita, Kabbalah, Haloch, and Gita. It's Avodah, it's not the Akkad. It's not the Akkad. It's not the Akkad. It's not the Akkad. It doesn't exactly mean that it's Lava Avodah here at all. In a certain sense, it's not an Avodah. Not to be taken with. Certain things does not have to be in our body, so that's why we say that it's still a result. The more day I'm enough, what to do on that, because the more I'm enough, I'm my place at risk, and it's not, what about by further Yunfo? What has to be done by the Kohanim by a Yunfo? So the more it says in the second character that the Rabdali did not quote the long writer, that there were four Avedis by a Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avedis Hadan by a Kodesh. The Kamisha by a Mincha is parallel to Kisha, because Kamisha Rashi explains why it's parallel, because when you do the Kamisha, you nevah the Chelet Avoya. You separate the Kamehs from the Sea Lion, just like the Kisha, we usually visualize Kisha for the purpose of killing the animal. So we check the Hemis in a metaphor, so the Kisha for the purpose of killing the animal.
Rashi says that's not so.
Well, it happens to be incidental. That's the speech of Kabbalah. It also happens to step down with the object.
But that's not why speech is an avoid. Speech is an avoid is not Rashi. Because you have to be directly done. It's an avoid is a done. Speech of Kabbalah, Allah has used of a dollar, an avoid is a done. That's not an avoid. Why is it an avoid is a done? Because the speech accomplishes to be revived the chemical of Voya. He suggests the dance on the son of Yosef to come out of the animal to enable you to be the very God down out of the dead. It's not done. Teacher for the purpose of killing the animal. The animal died because of the loss of blood, so the dam that's on the family of Yosef, that's the dam that you use to give this Adam a dam in his head. That's why Teacher's calling on the land. There's no vile thing that's on the road. That's the Rashi explaining that Teacher by the Nathos is parallel to Teacher by Kavoris because they both have this one thing in common. They accomplish that you separate the faith that's going to be part of Adam in his head from the land. And then the other level is by the means of the power of the if you do the means, so you have to take the payment and put it into a plea. You have to have Jewish plea. First, you have to have Jewish plea on the whole means before you do the means. Then, when you do the means, you take the payment and put it into a second plea charge. So that's how the Kabbalah are done. And then you have a lot of means of the means there, so that's the same as a lot of these. Then you have Hakkar, then you have Hakkar by the means by the payment, so you tell lots of the means of Adam of these. You have other things by the nympho also, but those are not called avodis. For example, you have that lila. Nympho gula, I say that all the time, it says lila. But lila is done before the claim does the lila. Lila desire is suffering. Lila is not an avodis. Lila is not considered one of the avodis. That can be done by that. It's a mitzvah that has to be done to record the nympho, but it's not an avodis. So that's really my house, my place, I guess I'm explaining. What's the deal if the lila was done, kutla goes. What if he did legal six laws earlier? There's an operation on the run and off of that day, whether it's possible or not. One or more holds has to be possible. The only thing that has to be done in the Azorah, or the only things that require Azorah is to what? All avoided. If the thing is not in Azorah, then it does not have to be done in the Azorah. So if I'm not Gemara, that takes care of the Kashi. If anything that's not in Azorah does not have to be done in the Azorah, so what about Kutah? It must have people that are avoided, and that's what it must be the God. David, you set the animal pit for Zara, has a knife, it's not true. Set the animal pit for Zara, certainly not acceptable. The patient gives a zai to the tail. The patient says, if you're going to set the bane, the pit for Zara, so then where's the dam going to be? Is the dam going to stick that right away?
The animal is quick, the love of the animal is quick lazare, so that's called tita quick lazare. The patients will say that that's good. The same should remind that it's not good. The love of the animal is quick lazare, it's not good. Even if the tail of the animal is quick lazare, it's not good. Even if the toenail of the animal is quick lazare, not like that, I'm a rogue, not like that kind of animal. What are they talking about? The patient says that tita per se would have been good quick lazare, according to this opinion, but not enough later. The only thing is that the dam will be distributed. It's a very sanitary person. If the patient counts, and that's why the other one comes in, that it's not exactly true when he says people are avoid. He really means that he's an avoid, but he doesn't have the full din of avoid, like Kabbalah, or Lotte, or Jesus. But he certainly is an avoid. Points out, it's not a strange demand, that's my first idea from the first place. How can one opinion hold that if you did Grilla with Lazaria, the whole Minka is Sula? She didn't mention it properly. If you didn't do Grilla at all, it's fine. How can you say Grilla with Lazaria? You can say that Grilla is possible. Grilla is not the Sula. Sula means a Grilla is Sula, not the whole Minka is Sula. That's what I'm going to do. I think it's true.
Actually, in the book, it points out that there are lots of suspicions that not only can an individual person bring a carbon ILO, even systems can also volunteer to bring a carbon ILO. Not all carbonates can be offered to systems. Normally, that's the decision that a mink is, not paid for the system. Unless a man is mad with a mink and he dies and he leaves two children, and they ask him the mink to be resourced, and then he might learn that from system that you are not with a mink. It might have happened to be ice a violation of the agreement has not brought the system. It might have been that since the Yosef can only get a superficial kapara, they only get a kapara in the kukyo, the law, mitivro, that's why it's not a violation of an infantile system. If it would have been a Yosef can get a kapara in the kukyo, a real in-depth kapara, they get a real bona fide kapara, they probably wouldn't be able to knock it. And then they die, and they knock it, and then they die, and the rest of the children, it would be awesome, but it would be an infrastructure. And of course, in other words, the thing is that you may be mocking even Christians in that. Then in addition to the Joshua, you have a Yochid bringing the carbon oil, and the Christians are bringing the carbon oil, and that's of course the third thing, that you can have an oil of Midwest people. That the seed can bring the carbon oil. What's exactly an oil of Midwest? People can actually say that's what we call the Kaitan is there. The leftover money from Lakhsa Seko, the second money is always way more than it needs for the purpose of putting yourself. What do you do with the extra money? It's not a pocket. It. What do you do with the extra? So the Messiah has a lot of dinner. It's struggling in the West Coast. It should be exactly what you do with the world. There are lots of leftover money. It's the only Halisha. If you do the Tumas Halisha, then the money that's left over there, the money that's left over there. When you do the Tumas Halisha, old money. In our business, a few different leftover money that we can keep. And it's nice to see exactly what you do with all the three leftover money. So one of the things that you do is that you bring oil up with us people. And not only tribe in the state of Iraq, and finishing out in the Gulag, you kind of tell us why did the Tamari need a separate Russia if you can have oil up a Yachin, oil up with us Yachin, oil up with us Sultan. So what do you need a third person to tell you if people isn't treated the same as Sultan? Mali, one city of Mali, you have 1,000 sisters. Mali, a couple of million sisters. You have the oil of Midwest people. It says, bank foreign stuff, you have 1,000,000 sisters. He says, no. That bank foreign stuff is not considered the same as sisters. People is a different color sense, people. And it's not exactly the same as Yachid either. Yachid means a private person. People means the whole private stuff. And the third part which indicates that such a Bala carbon exists. You have three types of Bala carbon by carbonate. A Yachid, a Christian, and a people. So it says the same thing, these are the things that I love, maybe that's the same. So it just changed my question to the Raman and the Rabbi in his of Tila. The Raman says that he quotes the reason and completion of Tila from Gaza. He quotes that the Echim and Zin and Bracha said the first month of Raman here in Tila from Gaza, it's okay, some meat comes up, let's say, guy, well, you got the chakra, but it's not your time to gather an insect. And all of a sudden, he's nervous about something, he doesn't feel well, somebody got sick or something. Tragedy occurs, he wants to die. He doesn't say Tila, not he wants to say Shmanah. They have brochel vatol. The Yechon says, no, it's not a brochel vatol. Some new Torah arises, and he wants the governor, Peter St. Dovin, to mention that Torah, to add a bakasha to that Torah, so that's you committed to do it. So what if it's Peter besides? Okay, Sunday at the rally, everybody's going to drive Mincha before they go, and I'm going to have a rally, then he's going to drive Mincha again. Peter St. Dovin, I'm going to drive Mincha again. So everybody can drive in a Peter St. Dovin on his own. That Torah was there before. And let's say in the middle of the rally, some new Torah is going to come up. New Torah is going to come up. So I think, if you want to daven a guy, each guy wants to daven on his own limpeh. But to the Chaz Mekah Chazor HaShav. So the Rambam says no. I think the Rambam quotes from the Rish. The Rambam quotes no, that you can't have Tzivah HaTzibur in a Dovah, because the Tzivah never brings carbon in a Dovah. The Tzivah only brings carbon in a Dovah. A Yachid sometimes drinks 7,000 carbon. Wants to volunteer, a Noila, a Shlomim, a Minto, and then you have, you're obligated to drink, a Chatzah, a Nashon, those are carbonic flavors, and you have carbonic in Dover. The Tzibur never has any carbonic in the Dover, it only has carbonic flavors. So that's why the Rambam says that Tzibur can never, the Chazim can never dive in a Chazorat Hashat, of, you can never have a Tzibur of in the Dover. because the tefillos are supposed to be connected to carbonic society. So whenever you can't have such a carbon, you can't have such a tefillah. Most of them are there, they know that most of the elevation is in the same place, but it just close to the Raman has another dream that on Shabbos, you're not permitted to serve Shulchanot like that. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're not permitted to volunteer at Tzivos Medoro. Why not? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't permitted to bring Kavanos Medoro on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Kavanos Medoro is not going to be there because it's a Malacha. Well, Malacha is involved in speaking and gathering. The answer is that there's no Malacha involved. But since the Meister, the Prophet of the Meister, there never was such a thing as Kavanos Medoro working on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Rambam and the Shulchanot say, therefore, there's no Tzivos Medoro permitted on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The Rambam says the same over here. It seems the Tzivos never brought Kavanos Medoro, all the Kavanos HaTzivos, Kavanos HaTzivos. So that's why your Tzivos can never dive in a Tzivos Medoro. The Rambam is not on the Rambam, and yes, but it's not true. The word Kaitan is there. All the Tzivos Medoro are actually both over here, the third part of Ayitra. What's such a thing as Erev Midrash Tzivos? Most of the time say it's not an obscure Gemara. Every time you stop and touch him, whatever you're supposed to be learning, one time last, you bump into the Zim. Erev Midrash Tzivos. How can it be? It's the Rama of the back of the Gemara. 100 times in the Shastis, and it's not even the Gemara of the lower side. I tell you, I don't understand it. That Moshe Shalvei said he did some kind of a parish. I don't understand what the words are. Four lying parish. I don't understand. How do you answer the line of the cash on the Rama? I don't understand. You have to share the Kodah and the Vesuv when you share some game. What about when you share some oath? So in this you say you only have to share one, either the Kodah or the Vesuv. But by Korban, that's if you share some fire, share some your chicken, you're not. What if you're doing the Lisa by Yosef, you share and the Hakim, and the Mishnah says, at the beginning of the second part of the Kodah, HaShechei, what about by Korbanos? If you bring an Oivosoyev or if you bring a Hatsosoyev, what's that Lotha? Are you supposed to step in Hatsila Bosman? It's a very good number of speaking Dumalika. What do you mean Dumalika? Dumalika being the Kiporan, the coin check, the group of Sotoyev, he uses his finger now. If you'll be back, the Mishnah says if you do Malika on an Oivosoyev, it'll be available. This is a special din that only works on Korbanos. And the din is able because it's Mechubah, even if it's not Mechubah Lekamah, that's Mechubah to the group of others. The mission says it won't be good. It's a special din that the Mechubah is really Kitasa. By question, this is called the Shkita. Yeah, like two other cases by Zadu Gemara Hayes, but he also like two, when he takes the story, Hamasalek, and puts him over the cliff, and he gets killed. So the Gemara says that the Yevorim should be Mechamah, it should be like a Mechamah, so the Gemara says, no, the Yevorim are not Mechamah, because if the rest of us two are really Kitasa. The Rabbi and Tom once said, the same is true, by Ezra Rufo, and the first story, it's also Jewish because it's a cultural and a return whether the Rabbi and Tom was right or not, whether the Ezra Rufo was in the family, the Rabbi and Tom were there after his death. At least he said, just like the Marshall of Munich, the Ezra Rufo was Jewish because it's made by itself a Jewish because as well. And the same thing by Nefiro, they said, the Gemara has an athletic in the first parish in Kulim, whether he has people like an athletic and people like an athletic. And it was in the end of Munich, was the Maharam Rufenberg. The Tashim Halacha Lamaite, they ain't speak the Lechman Atot, the speaker says it's only the Rabbani, the other is going to pass him, the Yesh speak the Lechman Atot, the speaker says this is the Lech. The case is Yesh from Kulin and Bat Kof, if you all don't speak the Lechman Atot, so how can you ever have an institution in Yidlo Seh Tzoh and the Tamiya Bey Tavliya? If the chicken died by itself, so died by itself, the whole need for speaker and Eich is only the Rabbani. So how can you have Yidlo Seh Tzoh and the Tamiya Bey Tavliya? How can you be in the Zayla if you don't need speaker? So he says, no, of course you have to kill this chicken. If the chicken dies in natural death, of course there's an Eichem Avela on chickens. Now, apparently there's an Eichem Avela. My question is, how can I live? Do you have to drop the chef before the hill gets cheaper? Well, if you take a knife and you're doing a chila simon, then I'll take a scissors, and I'll take the chicken, and I'll cut the neck like that. Will that be acceptable in natura? And it's only no good in the rabbanon, or would you say that in natura is no good? Well, that's my question is, how can I live? One time, and I'm looking at the fastest like that, the rest of the energy, of course, my looking at the fastest like that. One time I was there, and the rest of my time, and the chilot is Jewish chitosim. The chilot you might have been outside for is acceptable. You have various cases in the Gemara that it's not necessarily speaker doesn't necessarily have to be done with all the local speakers to say, if you know that there's a speaker, you have many talking groups to talk to, you have the also have kids groups to talk to, by the time I said, we also have the recording groups to talk to, and the CLC money, but certainly like that. No, that person says, you know, if you shoot it, you're going to die, and he said, wouldn't it be in a day when I pay? You can't afford that. You bring your electric sensor. And that's called urban area. The value goes up and down depending on how much you can afford. What are the five cases? So three of them are in the parts of Vayikra. In Vayikra, I too much mean this to Kadosho. And who are people and who are afraid. And any one of these three others, why is the Lachas Me'el of his father to Fato Lech? He violated any one of these three others. Who are afraid of who are people? And too much mean this to Kadosho. So then it's already required that he should bring a chapter to the Yoda. If he can't afford it, then he brings a chapter to the Yoda. If he can't afford that, then he brings a minchat paper. And then the other two over the earth are from the Sinai Tablet Pieces, about the Olegis and about the Mitzvah. They're the last three categories. There's only a few of the dollars. So you have a few of dollars and dollar dollars. They only have two. They only have a few of the dollars. What's the difference in only bringing the card in Austria? What's the difference in Austria bringing the card in Austria? So the Mishnah, the less shares in the grain, shares is distinctive. It's a wealthy man who's supposed to bring the card in by two, bring the card in Austria, so you're not there to use the other. But if the only thing you have in Austria, it says Yotzer. The Mishnah is not like you're going to get to the Yedim, and the first man is trying to say, no, it's good for Hafsir, it's not well a brother. It means if he takes a loan from the bank in order to bring a more expensive problem in the future, he can't afford to bring a Hafsir payment. He borrows money in order to buy it, it's not well a brother, it's good for Hafsir. He quotes the Mishnah in Erechim on the Tosfos Yatzi Rosho Lirtono. Yatzi Rosho means by Kof, and Lirtono means Nidaita. The Tosfos Gimel. The Yatzi says, Hoteika. The person puts upon himself a measure to bring his carbon over to the Beit HaMikdash. And then he doesn't want to bring it. The Mishnah says, we force him to bring it, but we force him until he says, Reitono. Okay, so Machin also, I should go on there, Reitono. The Mishnah says, the same in the Gimel. Then the student got in a guest, if the didn't require that the nature of what he's like and he refuses to do it again, so the Desmond will compel him and beat him up until he's going to say what's on. What about, let's say, by tradition, if a man is uninterested in marrying the girl, and the girl is very interested in marrying the boy, if she takes the gun, she doesn't pursue him, unless she beats him up until he finally gives her the money and he says, I got me to go to sleep. But what if he didn't say what's on? So that's an afflict is the Rambam and the Rizer. The Rambam just quotes, if the girl forced the boy into marrying her, then he says that we could have three other people to them. And the Rambam adds on to the Rambam, and he'll proceed with it. That's only provided that when she beat him up, then he said right on him. But if he didn't say right on him, then he says it. And Sam Achleges appears in Benegay to Kinyomi. But the Rambam says, what happens if I tell you the job in Kinyomi? What if I was threatened to kill you unless you tell me the clothing that you're wearing right now? I give you $1 million and I want all of your clothes. And you don't want to give it, so I'm going to kill you. So you say, here it is. And you start giving me the clothes, you take the money, give me the clothes. And you didn't say right on me. So the Rambam seems to say that it's good anyway. And the writer says, no, the Rambam forgot to say right on me. Just like he says, you wish me after I right on me by the carbon and by the gas, yeah, closely the writer holds it to the universal good. And whenever someone is forced into something, we say that the fourth thing is that considered me back, so it's almost considered a back, and he says, what do you mean to hold the gun? And you say, say, right time. Somewhere it doesn't mean that. Imagine what it means, right time means that he volunteered that I was done. You hold up the gun. And you threaten to kill him unless he sells it to you. So you just hear it, but it's not called right time. What that means, the guy has to volunteer something over and above what you forced him to do, what to say. He says, okay, I'll sell it. I'm happy I'll sell it. I'm going to sell it anyway. So he says something more than you force him into saying. But if I hold the gun and I say, make the following declaration, I'm thrilled to sell you all of my clothing. I say, I'm thrilled to sell you all my clothing. So that's not called right time. Right time means, he says something that he wasn't forced into saying. So the right to hold it is a dinner for a time too. Another person is forced into anything. It's only called me by itself. It's being verbalized, he says explicitly something more than he was forced to say. And the Rambam seems to hold that the right time is only needed by get and by carbon. That's what Rav Chaim pointed out. That the Rambam seems to hold that a get needs a higher level of God than tradition. That's what we just spoke about the other day. Carbon people have better than the right decision. It's called by the third. And Terry Tammy Gretchen said, you treat me tomorrow like that. That a get needs a higher level of God than by tradition. And the Mokka was, the Rambam beginning to say, Jason had the Asura demon,
commandment they gave us, and one of them was, she commanded let me die, so that the Baal has to give me get me die, and of course the pastor said, time to let me in the pastor's form. He said, I didn't follow the pastor's form, but also me, I have to give me die, so the man says, no, the pastor tells me that Gerish and me is a higher level of God than Kinyan. It even requires a higher level of God than Kiddush. Kiddush means a higher level of God, also not Kinyan. But a get needs a higher level of godliness. So finally, the Raman thinks the same is true regarding the get and regarding the actors also by Karbonis. A thousand? Yeah, the Karbonis need a higher level of God. This is the problem. How can you say, on the one hand, you say, a Karbon has to be offered, Lidai, Bala Karbon, the Gemara says in the Dolom, and that's Raman here in the base. I call it from God, Christian, the Christian Sapoya. So whenever you bring a Karbon to the base, I'm English, the Karbon has to be. Torah is Nidai, so it has to be both the Shai Chagdosh and the Shai Chagdosh, the main essence here. Both the Shai Chagdosh and the Shai Chagdosh, you have to have the Das of the Bala Kod. So the Rambam seems to hold over here, except for Mekushu Tapora. But Mekushu Tapora, you don't need the Das of the Bala Kod. Because let's say a person is coming, you push him into the Mikvah. It becomes Tohar, even without that. You don't need the Kavanah. Let it be just like Shifa doesn't need Kavanah, so you might just see when the Mikvah doesn't need any Kavanah at all. Even the Talmud says that it needs Kavanah, it doesn't need Kavanah Sahai, it just needs Kavanah Seal of the Mind. Like Shifa says, even if you all treat it with Kavanah, or you need Kavanah Kasicha Shimon, you don't need Kavanah on the Hefer. So it's just having to say it's more like that. And taking the Utah from a Shifa doesn't need Kavanah at all, you don't need Kavanah Kasicha Shimon. The Seal also doesn't need Kavanah. So when you bring Kavanah from the Mekhesh Tapora, that's like Seal in a Mikvah. Because it's going with the Sahara of the person. When somebody was a driver, a Zavra, or your legs or a material or a Sayyaj, and then they become Taharian and you want to bring the Karbonis to be done with the Sahara, so that's like pushing the person into a Karbonis. It's a different, it's like pushing the person into a mixture. So just like the mixture can accomplish Sahara without Karbonis, so through the Karbonis can be offered, don't need Karbonis. But you know, those are the exceptions to the rule. Now, I hope you can ask, put me in such a all Karbonis have to be Hubbat Midas Balakov, has to be Tayyad Midas Balakov, except for the Mechusha Kapor. So the question is, what kind of a Das Bala Kodin do you need? What if the Bala Kodin is a Kodin? He's only a Mufla Samat Yish. So he's only a Barhafi of Das. He's only capable of creating Das in the area of Haflor. So the Dorn and the Jews and the Jesus and Rech and the Chayam and that kind of stuff. So can he be Makri the Kodin? And he's only yes. Is that considered the Das Bala Kodin? So the Gemara says yes. A kid is only 12 and a half years old, a half year before he comes, so Mukla Samachalis, he can bring a carbon to the Beit HaMikdash, his Magdash is on the hand, he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, he's a Makhazir. Because the Pharisee is doing it in the Malach. So you see that the perceptor has a need that even if it's touched a Beit HaBayis also, by touching his death as if it, the original din is that a cut Mukla Samachalis and a Magdash touching his death. Even touch Beit HaBayis, if it's touching his death as if it, and the Makhazir is when he's still a cotton. How can you not really fill a cup? He says, because the Mishnah runs. So, you need Das Bala Kodin. So, he says, Mishnah seems right in one place. So, the Mufla, some of the years, is considered about Das, so in Yanni Haflo. So, that Das is sufficient for this, you know, for Hapod Shirin Das, is considered the Das Bala Kodin. I just said, how can that be? He just made a whole hierarchy over here. He said that Das Gerishin is higher than Das Tradition, which in turn is higher than Das Kinyanin, which in turn is higher than Das Haflo. So, the Mufla, some of the years, is only a din by the Dome. It doesn't work. Mufla Samachalis, it doesn't apply to Nexus and Enter. Certainly it doesn't apply to Gidush, and it certainly doesn't apply to a Get. So on the one hand, we have four Madrigas of Das, and we say that the lowest level of Das is Das HaFlor. And what's an example of Das HaFlor? I quote you from Das, the Das of the Bala Kodin, at the time of HaFlosis HaKodin, at the time of HaKrobis HaKodin, that we should call it, and he'd be here. And then on the other hand, we say no. But you have to say Roshani there. And the Ramah has you don't need Roshani even by Kiddushin. By Nefesh HaMetz, you don't need Roshani. Why do you need Roshani by Get? Why? So the Get needs a higher level of Das, the highest level of Das. We say, the half of Tzichon Das by Kavanah, is that requires the highest level of Das. But that's true over here. That's the Kasha in the case of Mishnah. If Mishnah writes the series that a Mukhla Samach Liyish is considered by Das, then he gets the Nyani HaFloh. So that's also called an Indian of HaFloh. HaKol Tzichon Das is in a matter of HaFloh. That's the Shalah, how can that be? Rashi explains on Chumash a little bit the story of the Chuta Sikra. Sikra is Yod. Yod Adi Sikra, Chuta Adi Yod. Check it out. Sikra means Yod. Right in the middle of the Gehen, the second day of Hamidus, will come on the floor. So right in the middle, at the point of five arms, so we go red line that went around the home is there. Well, the map in the fifth article, everything was called, where exactly are you going with these reasons? He said before, the fact is you have four reasons on these there. And then other carbonates, Erwin and Schlong, you only have Sancho and Abba, Austin, you have Sancho and Abba. And those two, not in these two corners. And then you have by the other carbonates, I'm sorry, I thought, that's because only two in my Tanaha. You only need one reason. So the Malcolm of the Yuka is also different. The Fatos has this Yuka on the Mile in the Kutash Sutra. And all the other Karbanas have the Mat in the Kutash Sutra. And in the Karbanas are Eishik for Yuzer. The Fatos says the Yuka is the Mat in the Kutash Sutra. And other says the Yuka is the Mile in the Kutash Sutra. That's all you have. You don't have Fatos and Eilo by Eishik. You don't have any Oshem and Shlom and the others you don't have. But the Fatos is the Mato and the Eilo says is the Mile. This Rav has a one place in Zoch, and he explains what he said up here, just to streamline matters. He explains that Zadar HaKhanim also has like that. That everything that's the Ma'ala Mechut HaTikra is called the Kerem. Everything the Ma'ala Mechut HaTikra is called the Yisrael. So you usually think the Kerem is just the big four things on the corner. So in this corner there was a big Kerem, there was a cube, Amal, Amal, Amal. And that corner, each one of the four corners there was a Kerem. And then you say, that's the bottom ammo. All the ammo is the Mishnah's ammo. It was 32 by 32 ammo, and then it elevated and went up one ammo, then it was indented one ammo, until the body on the Mishnah was only 30 by 30. Then it went up again a couple of ammo, and it dented, then it only became 28 by 28 on top. So you usually used to think that you say that on the bottom, and the kindness on the deck, that's only up on the top of everything. The deck is 9 ammo tall. At least one of the four corners is a cube. That's Amma Alam Alam, and next to 10 Amma. So this is what you usually think. So that's what I've also learned. Now, the Rav also points out that it's not so. The Kutai Sutra is the dividing point. Everything in the top five Amma is called Kerem. Everything in the bottom five Amma is called Yisrael. There's the Yukas and the Chatas. The Hema has to be the Ma'alim of Kutai Sutra means Al-Kainas Amma is there, and Kerem. And the Yerba Sa'oi has to be also Al-Kainas Amma is there. Means above the Kutai Sutra. And the and all the other Kabbalahs are Yizorik. The Matan Mechut HaTikun is Yizorik. I mean Yizorik. There's another din of Shvich HaShivayim that Yizorik. This is it. Here we're talking about Yizrikis. Yizrikis has to be on the Yizorik. Or all other Kabbalahs. Whatever is the Matan Mechut HaTikun is called Yizorik. As he points out, Din in Ha'ayi is on a Mechut HaReva is perfect. Din Ha'ayi is a Lech HaLoi. But the Din of Tamas is Zachos only applies to Ben and doesn't apply to Ha'ayi. The Meis, Al-Mun, is Tosha. But if it's the Mechut HaReva, then it's not accepted. The Pesach Shach and Mechut HaReva, one would have learned, but it's the wrong step. Pesach Shach, one would have learned that if you see it, a Balmum, you have to have got to a big moon. It has to be a very big moon by night. A little moon is not enough, you have to have a big moon. What's called a big moon? Mechut HaReva. So the Gemara said the same, that that's not the Shach, because the Gemara says that there's any kid in life, you can never be paid on earth. So the Gemara explained why, Pesach Shach and Mechut HaReva, because there's no, because Mum doesn't hassle on the earth. Even if the earth gets a Mum, it still costs a lot of trouble, so of course it can't be paid. I wait till it gets the Mechut HaReva, wait till it gets such a big Mum that it's doing the Mechut HaReva. The answer is, it'll be costly, but it still won't be about Mum. There's no Halashem about Mum. On the night, there's no school about Mum. It's a different school. What's happening? What kind of a school is? So the Rambam writes, and he'll have to say he's there. The Rambam writes, I'm going to a different school. Hakirei Marasech HaSecho. No, it's a Gabi Gavara. It's not that this is a Mum Godel. One place is in the Elijah. So you know, the place is right that it's the moon by night is in the Kutu Rebbe. So it's just doing this. So it's like, how can it be? It's going to sign off. If that would have shot, then it should be pig in the race. It should be a pig in the race. Let's say it's a new Allah, same pig in the race. The second Allah, just one day is happening. So what if someone is not just in the race, the touch is very funny. So touch a very hard body. So you also say there's no pigeon legs? That's the fact, there's no pigeon legs. There's two dinam of pigeon, of the past. There's one dinam of pigeon, the mag is something the Berakah Bayim, and then you play there, so the pigeon removes the whole kedusha. So this is the Yosha Lechumim. And then there's another dinam of pigeon, when you have a carbon that develops the moon, so the Gemara says, once the thing has a kedusha kadur, so it's impossible to be made here in the food. And even if you repay the children, have an issue to use it avoid it. You know, if you're still going to be late, if you're going to use it avoid it. So what's the dinner pigeon there? What's the pigeon on Matthew? In order to be Matthew, if you check the six flies over, then it shouldn't be an issue of chicken first. You have to do a pigeon. But even after having done the pigeon, it still maintains a piece of carbon on it. You know, if it's still a piece of more. Moses of the Arabic had this rumor of the mission, even if you find it, it's still like it's not. This is what it's still called upon. It's still in terms of the mission. So the opinion of the pigeon is a pigeon that's not sure the mission of the government, and the pigeon Hamasir. So the question that we know is that this pigeon Hamasir only applies to Kabbani, Shahunum, and Isu, and ain't pigeon of, but if an elf gets a moon, the tool of Dalmun doesn't apply. I bet the elf can become a Mechusha Rebbe, yeah, the elf can drop that also, it'll be possibly on the surface. It can become a that's one Zainer, can become a Mechay Kelev, so often a lot of things happen to it, but there's no pigeon just because it became a Mechay Kelev or an Eshan Zainer. It only has pigeon, it has the same moon, and that's not called a moon, even if it's a Mechay Kelev, it's not a Zainer moon. So what happens, let's say somebody is Magdish and Reis, the Kutcher Beretah Reis, so the Pashkin says that it's a Mechay Kelev. I think there's one place where someone's telling me, even, that there's a place where Shahai Zainer says that there's no pigeon or Eish period. Eishes don't have any pigeon. So like that, then you know, then you can say that a Mechusha Rebbe is such a tool of moon. And the reason why there's no pigeon is that's just a thing, no pigeon left. Very clear, the pastor says to me that it's not true. As he comes on the passage, he sees well, I feel a trade after the other. But if you want, you see that time you can bring only one Torah. He says, Minakam or Mindinei Hayona, it says in plural. But if you only want to bring one Torah, one Benyona, the rest of the Hitzi Vol, you can bring one O. What's the secret? Why would I say that you have to bring two? So the Bishkirov has him in his face or a deal, it's based on Gemara, that there's a series of printed in the standard Mishnayot. That's called Yorishino, Mishnai Shino. So he has this whole beer on the Mishnai Shino. Lots talking about the whole thing that the Bishkav has. Most of the people the Bishkav has, most of the people that time has also. Here and others don't. But they don't explain them as well. Yorishino has this whole kind of Mishnai. That whenever you bring a Korban Behemah, you bring one Behemah, that's the Korban Mishnai Mishnai. So he's saying, oh, you really need to bring 10. You have to bring two Eishes together. It has to be a pair. And even when you bring one is a half a size, one is another size, there's a spirit between the two. And that's what they point out from the Mishnah, is they have to be the same men. You have to have both term or both millennia. Not just if you bring one is a term, one is a benyan. Why? Because there has to be a spirit between the two. There has to be a miracle. So the mitzvah, a carbon Mishnah, Musa, Adonai, has to consist of two. That's what the Mishnah says, that a Gerosh and a Zayir has to have legal and female carbon. So what does the carbon have to be? So the Gemara says, it doesn't have to be that for early thing, it can be an early thing for also baby. It doesn't have to be two, that's the minimum of two. The Gemara says, why can't it just be one? The Gemara says, no, Lamasino, I told him by now, that for the favor, that you only bring one. You have to bring a minimum of two. That's what it is. The rough quote in the name of the Kiryat Sefer, on the Rambam, the Mabit, and the commentary on the Rambam points out, even Machlok is the Raman and the Yuri against everybody else. The Raman had a different view from the Gemara in the first paragraph in Chagiga. When you bring Eulis Riyo and Shogash Udol, my paper is clear sticker, is that the Eulis Riyo has to be back to Eulis Gaima, or is it even sufficient if you bring an Eulis Riyo? So we have the view from the Gemara that the first Eulis Riyo is not acceptable, it has to be back to Eulis Gaima. Just like Shlomo, you have to bring on paper clear, you have to bring Eulis Riyo and Shalmi Chagiga. So Shalmi Chagiga has to be a Gaima, but even Shlomo by now. And that is only oil and copper. There is no shlamim at all. So just like the shalmei chagiga has to be a behemoth, so too the oil of sriya has to be back to a behemoth. That's the gist of what we have. And the Rambam and the Miri always quotes the Rambam. Miri always tells that. So the Rambam had a different gist of that it is good. According to the Rambam's gist is that in order for all the faith is sufficient for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of oil of sriya, is it sufficient if you only bring one oil of sriya? So the Kriya Sefer writes no, based on that Gemara in the second paragraph, which is on that side. And then a two oil of rice for the chayvah, unless you bring two, you can't be eight with one. You have to bring back to two. So the Bishkirov explains that part of Yorkina has opened. No, the Bishkirov explains a little more of Bishkirov Musa. He says, because a carbon oil of, a carbon ha'oi, Bishkirov Musa has to consist of two. And if you bring one, the Hitzibah, if you don't pay it off, it's like the city says, you can bring an incomplete carbon. It is clear that if you allow you to bring an incomplete carbon, that's only if it's bubbling and bubbling. But if it's bubbling and bubbling, then you're going to require that you should be back to the mass of the carbon, this no mission. If you bring it to the other, then it's not acceptable. especially with Jesus, say that as in the city, so it's an incomplete chapter and it's still accepted. Sometimes an incomplete chapter is not accepted. It's too incomplete, it's not accepted. You have to bring a chapter linked with Blila. What if you didn't do Blila? Chapter the other is accepted. What if it came away with Blila? But then the mission says that it's naked. To bring a chapter in the stomach out and send the clear up, but it came away with Blila. That's considered so incomplete, that's how the Shabbos Aleph says, that's considered so incomplete that it's not acceptable. So yeah, sometimes sometimes the carbon is a little bit incomplete, sometimes it's completely incomplete. It is considered a little bit incomplete. But the carbon is dead, it only requires melicha by carbonus mincha. It has nothing to do with getting the dam out from the place. By mincha, there is no dam. And the Torah also requires an extra chapter. An extra chapter says it needs to be by all Kabbalah. The Rambam makes a distinction between it. The Rambam says that if you draw the Torah, it's called the Lechem Mishnah, if he doesn't know exactly where the Rambam got it from, you know it's the Torah, that's how the Rambam talks to the split. And the Torah, if he didn't bring the Lechem, it's not to be the other. And another Kabbalah, if he didn't bring the Lechem, it would be called to be the other. It's a love, a lasastic malach, lisa lakecha miyami lakecha. It's a love. If you bring a tzadi mincha and you don't bring a marika, so you raise up the love. The problem was the cost of the liyabri of the mincha, and so I come on it, the Raman says the cost of the liyabri. But the name of the Mishkuba is quoted in the name of the Sofa Sofa Rav, who is the son of the Mishkuba. But he said in the name of his father-in-law, he said in the name of the Mishkuba, so we bring the alaika and melita by kabbalah to make the sugar leaving sugar open. So we do the sugar so basically the same thing just as a slightly different flavor. And rightly he doesn't believe that there's a sugar for the time. Tell her, I think she's bringing the sugar to the table. Two different things? There's one that's good to know. But for people who don't enjoy music, they say basically you only good on the same day. So this is a dreya hin, this is a dreya hin. Dreya hin, dreya hin, a different thing. Talking sugar is the same thing. Saying that that light and dark is the same thing, just a slight difference. Sooner the power same thing, a slight difference. This din of Malika doesn't only apply to the Chelek HaKol Vagadi HaMizbeach, to the Chelek HaNefa Vagadi Kohanim, it also applies. The Chelek HaNefa Vagadi Abayi Lim, it doesn't apply. It's an according Pesach, an according Shlomi, an according Pesach, the Bala Kodim each part of the Pesach. There is no need for Malika. He enjoys the salt of meat, let him eat salt of meat. It's not a salt free diet, only with a fatsoe. But when the Kohanim has to eat a fatsoe in the Ostrom, or when the Kohanim eats the Shiori Hamincha, all such and such then have to be eaten by only by Kohanim. All the Kohanim are divided into three categories. It's such and such and it's such and Kohanim. One of the differences is that in Sofim, there's the first Mishnah in the Ila, the first Mishnah in the Yomitana, the such and such in 2007, the Yomitana is the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah don't eat Sofim. Another difference is also in today's Sofim by the Ila. The Tachi Hashem, the whole thing of Milo is only Tachi Hashem, Tachim HaMiluchadim Hashem, that means Tachi Tachim. The Tachi Kalib means no Dina of Milo, except for the Emun and Rachas Yitzhak Adam, because the Mishnah says, he's welcome again, that's called Tachi Tachim. The Emun and Rachas Yitzhak Adam is called Tachi Tachim, so it's Miluchad Hashem, it's called Agari and his Mechim, but the Gosha of the Tachi Kalib, the name Tachi Kalib, so there's no Milo of the Tachi Kalib. There are several other differences, there's non of the carbon and the muslim of the carbon and who the ocean are. The amount of the carbon is normally all kashikashim have only as man beyond the line, and kashikashim usually have as man longer. You have a few exceptions to the rule in the custom challenge. Pesach is an exception to the table, is an exception to the rule. But the basic rule is that if you have a longer man to the custom column, then you have to do kashikashim. And then the muslim is also more restricted by kashikashim. The muslim of the kashikashim is the Isaiah. So long it'll be mixed with the ocean to take it to slow go, even if you bring it back in, it'll be already possible. You can't even stop it. And the Tachin Kalim, the Malkam, is the whole Yerushalayim. So if only mixed with the ocean to take it to the Yerushalayim, then even if you bring it back in, it's too late. It's mixed with the ocean. So Abina here points out, one of the greatest, I think, in the Freire, I think the Rekha has points out, that the more mature the thing is, and the more susceptible it is to passwords by getting stale. He talks about updating the religion. The family didn't like the fact that the Jews in each year used to go with the wrong pagans and the vice versa and everything and they just trying to have everything. And they came to Germany and they were observing the mystery same way, so they felt that you have to update it. But whether you update it the way the Reformed Jews did it, you change not. You have to have a Mahalach and let us know how the Masorah of the Torah has to fit in every generation. But it has to fit in. You have to teach it that you don't observe the Torah in the exact same way that it was observed in the previous generation. Because we live in different situations, and what was done at that time will look a little ridiculous at this time. So it gives a muscle for this by saying what it is. It says a touchy-touching, because I'm on the footage, so if you take it out, put to Azara, it then becomes a stolen situation. Not on Kutzman's time. It's the Mokum is Momet Kumsum and his man is Momet Kumsum. It becomes stale. It's Mitzvah Belima, if you leave it overnight, it's already Mitzvah Belima. That's his muscle of that. Mitzvah can become Mitzvah, Mitzvah can become Mitzvah Belima, Mitzvah Yeshua. The more Mitzvah it is, the more susceptible it is to Kutzman if it's taking Kutzman's man of Kutzman's time. So one of the differences is, according to the Rambam, that Achilas Tochi Kotchim Ayidei HaKohanim is a mitzvah. Achilas Tochi Kotchim Ayidei HaKohanim, the Rambam holds is not a mitzvah. Rashi holds it is a mitzvah. Rashi is talking about Yoch Lo Osma Shekuka Behem. But that's the mocha for the mitzvah of Achilas Tochi Kotchim. And the Rambam teaches that the only Tochi Kotchim Ayidei is a mitzvah and the Baal according to Yidei is a Tochi Kotchim Ayidei. Actually, this is right, Tochi Kotchim Ayidei, otherwise you're not going to be. But the only Tochi Kotchim Ayidei is not mitzvah to Yidei. It's a dream. But to see it when I break, you're not allowed to let it become nicer. To give it, to get someone to eat it. But why should I eat it? There's no mystery, there's no team on mystery eating it. Because you talk to someone, you eat it. So I'm up on the bottom of the scotland. If you haven't eaten it, that's like a chilek mizbeach. That's like one of the avodas. So that's why, because, and even according to Rashi, that there is a mystery about people in the bottom, but it's still different. This concept that you haven't up on the bottom of the scotland, that's only applicable to touch your culture. That doesn't apply to touch your culture. You won't say that the bottom of the ocean, the slumming, and then the scotland, really, I think it's just a similar mitzvah, like you're still a mitzvah, you're not still, you're ignorant, you shook a little bit, you sat in the church, it's a different mitzvah, it's not that this is like an avodah. The Kohanim do all the avodah, so the Kohanim have to eat the kashi-kashi in any azara, it's different to Huna. They eat the kashi-kashi in any azara, and the Baal HaKohen gets the kashi-kashi. So that's why the Din of Malik applies even to the Chelek HaMechal, to the Kohanim as well. So that's like the Chelek HaMitzvah, I got it on his down. The La'or writes like that. The La'or and the Bedek HaBayis and the Sadi B'Torah HaBayis. And so to the Gemara like that. But not only do you need Malika, but it doesn't really say this anything anymore. It just says, Lo Yisri Yafo Chomei, Kol Kama Nasati Yafo. So the Gemara is not making a Mincha Chomei, it doesn't only apply to the claimants that you master Adad and Isbeah, the love of Lo Yisri Yafo Chomei, even applies Kol Kama. Even to the Chelek HaMechal to the Zichu Kuhuna. So the Ra'or, the Seikha Berek Abayis, and the Seikha Berek Abayis says that just like the Easter to be Mathematica Mincha, applies equally to the Chelek HaMechal to the Zichus Kuhuna, just like it applies to the Chelek HaMitzvah, to the Mitzvah Malicha, which applies to all Kabbalahs, also applies to the Chelek HaMechal to the Kohanim in all types of questions, namely by Chapos and Oshon, and by Nesteres, the Shiori HaMincha, which is eaten by the Kohanim in the Azorah. That requires a Malika. The person outside the 12 free diet to test. So let him not eat. He's not allowed to eat the Kabbalah. So you only fulfill the Mitzvah after the Kabbalah with Malika. If you do without Malika, you won't be able to. Tachir Minchas Bikurim Hashem actually points out this is not optional. I read the Talmud Baruch and see when you were bringing a Kabbalah Minchas Bikurim. This is the Kabbalah Ha'emer, Minchas Ha'emer. So it's not a Medova, it's a Chayva. It is a special din, but not a special din by the Minchas Ha'emer. Gelet, it's not so Salem. The Chayim Shal Grusos, not the same as Seder, it's not as strong, so it's chunkier. And there's another, there are quite a few things. And one of the main things is Carmel, the Rashi writes, Malaya. Rashi in the Gemara writes a few times, so this Gemara has to be Carmel, Rachel Mole. The Gemara says, Carmel is Rachel Mole. What does it mean, Mole? Mole means that it's not enough that it had Havoah Shlish. In order to bring a Korban Mincha from Chikim or from Seorim, sometimes you bring a Korban Mincha. So how much does the grain have to have grown in order that it should be considered keeping itself? If it just began to grow, so it's only 8 Siyama. And it's not called keeping itself. That's the growth. So the point of Havoah Shlish, if Havoah Shlish, then it's called 3. So Havoah Shlish, then it's called 8 Siyama. Even Machlokes HaTanaim regarding Havoah Shlish, it's called does the keeping itself, does the grain have to have grown Havoah Shlish before you ground it up and you made flour out of it and you made dough out of it, in order to define the pasuk. So the pasuk is that it should have. Before that point it's called Beis Dam. We have not the pasuk now, but we pasuk now. You don't need to have us use. In order for it to be sized in Kala, as long as it do a tiny bit Shafat. Shafat also has a particular shiur, that's fine. Otherwise it's a non-case Fiyama. But Shafat also has a little bit of a shiur. But here by Roman Ophari, it means that it has to have grown up last year, so it should be called Tikkun, it should be called the Priya of Tikkun Hashem. By Mincha Shaim, it's a special din, Kamal has to be Mamal. Mamal means, Yismala HaTvua. But it's not enough if it's just a Vashri, it has to be more than that. Rashi has that a few places in Perik Eretz Yisrael. But to point out, there are double the point that these Rashi's in the Gemara, that's the thing. So I thought you're saying that there's a difference, special din, that the Mincha Shaim has to come from Tvua that was,